Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's tenet. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation, exhalation. The ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me, which is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be cognizant as we take the next three deep breaths in that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the center of the soul, the monastery. And take a moment just to acknowledge in gratitude the work that the heart does without you giving directional instruction. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, to shut out the outer world of distractions and place our intention and focus and attention on the inner world of spirit. Inhale. Morning, I'm sharing Psalm 72 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation for Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Bring justice to the people, O beloved, and your mercy to all generations. May the people be known for mercy, rendering justice to the poor. Let their spirit soar as the eagle. Let joy abide in every heart. May we heed the cry of the poor, the young, and the old, helping to free all those in need, awakening the souls of oppressors. May we know oneness with you, as long as the sun endures, as long as the stars shine throughout all generations. May we acknowledge you in the rain falling on the fields, like showers that water the earth. In our days, may justice flourish and peace abound throughout all the nations. May every heart open to your love, from sea to sea, from the river of life out to the universe. May fears that paralyze the people rise up from the depths into your light. May the leaders of nations from all the earth listen to love's voice. May they spend time in silence before they counsel. May the leaders surrender to your love and the nations serve the Most High. For you heed the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no friend. You have compassion on the weak, the downtrodden, giving them strength and hope from injustice and oppression. You redeem their life and precious are they in your heart. Long may you live in our hearts. May praises be sung to you. May our prayers rise up before you and blessings of love be freely rendered. May we be ever grateful for the grain of the field, for the fruits of the vine, to be shared with all. And may the people blossom forth in the cities, diverse like flowers in the meadow. May your name live on forever, and your love endure as long as the sun. May the people bless themselves in knowing you, and all nations call you blessed. Blessed be the beloved, the one who dwells in open heart, who guides us along the way. Blessed be you who come in name of love. May your glory fill the earth. Amen and amen. Mother, Father, God, thou who art the absolute mystery, the infinite creator, the divine intelligence that is everywhere present in every point in space and time. As we come consciously into your presence this morning, we are opening up our hearts. We are opening up our hearts to allow the spirit that is life, that is love, that is you, to quicken within us, to renew, to replenish, to restore us, to cleanse and purify us of anything that is not in alignment with health, wholeness, peace, joy, love, harmony, acceptance, and oneness. Mother, Father, God, you know all that is happening in our world at this time. Those suffering from natural disasters, man-made disasters, war, poverty, famine. There is so much that I cannot even name. But I know the Creator of all knows all. And so we can surrender to you with our hearts open, ready to do whatever is ours to do. To be that light as our teacher taught us, and to be the salt of the earth. We recognize that when things seem overwhelming or disturbing, that our teacher said that we were to be in the world and not of the world. And reminded us over and over again, always it is the Father within that doeth the work. So whatever is before each and every one of us this day for us to do, let us align with this unchanging and unchangeable truth. It is you, the spirit of truth, the spirit of life, the spirit of love, that does the work. May we surrender whatever our individual needs are this morning, remembering this truth. For our friends and family, let us remember this truth. For our nation and for our world, let us remember this truth. Mother, Father, God, you know our individual needs and wants. You said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. And so with this reminder, with this remembrance of this truth, I trust wholeheartedly that each and every one of us, our needs will be met. Whatever the healing is, be it physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, psychologically, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So for ourselves, for our friends, our families, for our world, I give thanks in anticipation of all our needs being met. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, I'm ever, ever grateful. So it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our prayers and intentions. Repeat after me, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Out.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God, within and without,
eternal and unceasing.
Eternal
and unceasing.
Take a deep breath in and allow that prayer to resonate within you. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy birthday Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Amy Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.